There was once upon a time a poor peasant called Crab, who drove with two oxen a load of wood to town, and sold it to a doctor for 2 thalers. When the money was being counted out to him, it so happened that the doctor was sitting at table, and when the peasant saw how well he ate and drank, his heart desired what he saw, and would willingly have been a doctor too. So he remained standing a while, and at length inquired if he too could not be a doctor.
"Oh, yes," said the doctor, "that's soon managed."
"What must I do?" asked the peasant.
"Well, in the first place, buy yourself an ABC book of the kind that has a cock on the frontispiece. In the second, turn your cart and your 2 oxen into money. Get yourself some clothes and whatever else pertains to medicine. Thirdly, have a sign painted for yourself with the words, 'I am Dr. Know-All,' and have that nailed up above your house door."
The peasant did everything he'd been told to do. When he'd doctored people a while, but not long, a rich and great lord had some money stolen. Then he was told about Dr. Know-All, who lived in such and such a village and must know what had become of the money. So the lord had the horses harnessed to his carriage, drove out to the village, and asked Crab if he were Dr. Know-All. "Yes, he was," he said. "Oh, then he must go with him and bring back the stolen money." "Oh, yes, but Greet, my wife, must go too." The lord was willing and let them both have a seat in the carriage, and they all drove away together. When they came to the nobleman's castle, the table was spread, and Crab was told to sit down and eat.
"Yes, but my wife, Greet, too," he said,
and seated himself with her at the table. And when the first servant came with the dish of delicate fare, the peasant nudged his wife and said,
"Greet, that's a first,"
meaning that that was the servant who brought the first dish. The servant, however, thought he intended by that to say, "That's the first thief," and, as he actually was so, he was terrified, and he said to his comrade outside,
"The doctor knows all. We shall fare ill. He said I was the first."
The second didn't want to go in at all, but was forced. So when he went in with his dish, the peasant nudged his wife and said,
"Great, that's the second."
The servant was equally alarmed, and he got out as fast as he could. The third fared no better, for the peasant again said,
"Great, this is the third."
The fourth had to carry in a dish that was covered, and the lord told the doctor that he was to show his skill and guess what was beneath the cover. Actually, there were crabs. The doctor looked at the dish, had no idea what to say, and cried, "Ah, poor crab!" When the lord heard that, he cried,
"There! He knows it!
He must also know who has the money." On this, the servants looked terribly uneasy, and made a sign to the doctor that they wished him to step outside for a moment. When, therefore, he went out, all 4 of them confessed to him that they had stolen the money, and said they would willingly restore it and give him a heavy sum into the bargain, if he would not denounce them, for if he did, they would be hanged. They led him to the spot where the money was concealed. With this the doctor was satisfied, and returned to the hall, and sat down to the table, and said, "My lord, now I will search in my book where the gold is hidden." The 5th servant, however, crept into the stove to hear if the doctor knew still more. The doctor sat still and opened his ABC book, turned the pages backwards and forwards, and looked for the cock. As he could not find it immediately, he said,
"I know you're there. You'd better come out."
Then the fellow in the stove thought the doctor meant him, and full of terror, sprang out crying,
"That man knows everything."
Then Dr. Know-All showed the lord where the money was, but did not say who had stolen it, and received from both sides much money in reward, and became a renowned man.